When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, as the Tigers now lead the Astros 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning, and Iran launching about 180 missiles at Israel. It's a major global story as we begin the show this afternoon with you. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. You do have Zach Wolchuk in the house, although his nosebleed brother, Eric Chiafalo, is he's under the weather. He has succumbed to the virus.
Yeah,
that is ravaging workplaces around North Texas, and he woke up with quite a fever, and two of his little ones are sick too. So send him some well wishes on social. Let him know that he's missed. How the heck you guys doing?
Doing well, sir. Doing well.
It's a TD Tuesday. It's a Toxic Tuesday.
Yeah.
And boy, there's a lot of toxic stuff going on in the National Football League right now.
Yes, there is, man. Ooh. We look forward to covering that. NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. You'll have an edition of Football's Finest at 5, even with the Chief out. Brian?
Looks like that Scoble just got hit in the hand. He might be in some discomfort here. I think he took a liner off his hand. Let's see if he can continue into this game.
Talk about a potential turning point.
Yeah, this could be big.
Hinch is out there. It appears that the medical staff is looking at him.
Looking at the thumb area, maybe? Like he's trying to grip?
And that's his pitching hand?
He's left-handed. Yeah, it's his
pitching hand.
Is it? I thought he was left-handed.
He just said, I'm fine. I'm reading lips. He said, I'm fine.
And he doesn't want to come out of this
right
thing.
Right at A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, it's his glove hand. He got hit in the glove.
Yeah, he got hit in the glove.
Yeah, he'll be fine. You play
the
through
playoffs now.
You play through a broken hand.
Ooh.
Oh, I see.
Right at the wrist area.
It was at his torso. It was right back up the middle with his torso, and he tried to do that move where you kind of put your glove on your belly and put your chicken wing in a little bit, but he couldn't get it inside fast enough, and it hit looks like the meat of the thumb there on the right hand, but non-pitching hand. This guy's incredible, Scooble.
Yeah, probably Cy Young winner this year.
Yeah, ERA just barely scoring on this guy. If he doesn't give up a home run, chances are, you're looking at two runs or less there over six innings. And he is dialed here this afternoon as the Tigers are in Houston, where I don't remember the last time the Astros won a home game in the playoffs.
That's true.
So they're screwed at this point.
Yeah, it's probably the DS series. I mean, the Rangers won every single game last year in the ALCS, and now they're down 3-0 in the top of the second. So not looking good for Houston right now.
The Cowboys are signing pass rusher KJ Henry on a two-year deal off the Bengals practice squad. Per sources, he had 1.5 sacks last year for Washington. Seeing some highlights of him on Twitter, it doesn't look like it's much special, Brian, but a serviceable body there to have on as an edge option.
Yeah. He was with the Commanders. And so you've got to know that he was a fifth round pick last year. And so Jeff Zugina, the defensive line coach, you know, would have coached him. So he kind of has a little bit of a working knowledge of the player. As I mentioned yesterday, my gang of seven, they gave me three names, and to a group, they had him as the number one guy, that if you were to go and try and sign somebody off another team's practice squad, that he would be the guy to go get. So you have some familiarity with the player, with the coaching staff, but, you know, that's something. And I watched him in the preseason, you know, playing these games and stuff. You're just, what you're trying to do right now is you're trying to get better than what you have with guys like Wheat, and, you know, and see if you can add a little bit more depth to your group. They're down in numbers. Now, maybe we thought that they would bring back Muhammad, you know, who they had during during training camp, but, you know, that's good for them. You know, they said, hey, listen, let's take an opportunity to go grab a guy from another team. What I liked about the guy is he's got really good length. He plays the run from all the plays. That's over 100 plays where he was playing this preseason. And, you know, the length is really good. The ability to play the run, I thought, was good. He can get off blocks. He's got some lateral agility. He's a tall guy, about 6'5", 270 pounds. And you see a little bit of that, you know, the ability to chase in the backside when he's not blocked. Can he capture the edge? Yeah, he could get there, but you need a little bit better burst to close around the end. But, you know, right now you're just trying to find depth pieces. You're trying to find some guy you have some familiarity with. You find a guy that's been playing the whole time too. You know, he's been on a practice squad with Cincinnati the whole time. So that means he's been working out. That's the most important thing. You don't have time for a ramp-up period. You know, this guy was at, I was at the Star this morning. He was already in, getting ready to practice, you know, getting ready to practice for tomorrow, today being a day off. But he's here getting ready, and, you know, you're going to need bodies at this point. But this guy's capable because he's a young guy, and he was a fifth-round pick.
KJ Henry, interesting. It's a 2-year deal. Maybe there's some competition for his services.
Well, what you have to do is to convince these guys to leave.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, he could stay. He could have stayed in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati could have been competitive and said, "Listen, we don't want you to go. We'll put you on the 53." And, you know, maybe you know, Duke Tobin and those guys at Cincinnati just said, "Nah, we can't do that right now. We don't have the ability." And so, yeah, to get him to move, you got to offer a little bit more, and they were able to pull that off.
So the State Department is doing a briefing now as, you know, people are wondering what's the U.S. position on this, with obviously, you know, Iran having allies potentially in China and Russia that could get involved. And there's much bigger implications than just Israel and Iran, which is already massive. And it's always crazy for me to watch the guys on the TV news that are on the scene in the city that is being bombed. You know, they have one of the breaking news stories of the decade, which is already adrenalizing.
Yeah.
They're under attack, you know, and they're standing in there and delivering the broadcast. And I always thought that, you know, that looked insane to do, right? And as a broadcaster, I always thought, I don't know if I could accept that assignment. That would just be insane to try to work through that.
I remember during the Gulf War, because I was working with NFL Europe, and I remember that because that's where I learned about Nick Robinson from CNN.
That was the guy that'd be in the sand dunes?
Yeah, that's the guy you talk about.
Nick Robinson, like they had guys that were, they had various CNN guys that were not exact. I mean, I wouldn't say hiding, but they were in shelter. They were down. They were down, you know, kind of not in harm's way. Nick Robinson is on the balcony, like, you know, and like bombs are just going off all around him. And he's reporting as these missiles are flying in and hitting the city and Baghdad and all that. And he's not even flinching. You know, it's this second nature just to stand here and report as stuff is just blowing up around you. But there's some correspondence, some history of war correspondence is pretty intense of the guys that have done it. And ladies, Christine Onapour was another one that would stand there in the middle of like massive attacks.
Yeah, bullets are whizzing and stuff.
Like your natural reaction is like duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
Yeah, I'm going to stand here and we're giving this damn report. People need to know.
Yeah, they don't even flinch as stuff is just blowing up all around them. It's crazy, but what a tremendous job they do reporting on the news.
Okay, so we'll update you as, you know, things become available on that, just in sort of a news format. I know it's quite a controversial story here. We don't want to issue any polarizing opinions on this, but we do want to keep you abreast of the situation as a very significant global news story is happening as we open up today's edition of the GBAC Nation. Okay, Davante Adams not saying much about his future with the Raiders amid trade rumors. It appears he is going to be on the move, and you know, he's not one to talk about it too much. But you know, I'd imagine
sound like they're more open to it, right?
Yeah. Oh, like yeah. Raiders, I think this is happening.
Yeah. I think the Raiders
had Antonio Pierce like an Instagram post about it. Now Davante Adams was on with Kay Adams earlier. Mm-hmm. I'll have the audio for NFL News of the Day at 3 o'clock. They apparently have not even spoken about this, so it sounds like there's a lot of issues going on there in Vegas. I mean, we had Antonio Pierce post-game said some people were making business decisions after a loss a couple weeks ago. Maybe Davante Adams is one of those guys. He's thinking, hey, if you're not all in, if you're not with us, I don't need you here.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because it could really tip the balance of power. Like if he would end up in Buffalo or, I mean, if he would go to Kansas City, it's over. Yeah. You know, so.
Oh, my gosh. They would not do that. They would not trade him to KC in division.
Well, I kind of feel like you're in a situation where you're looking at it and you're going, what can we get for the guy? What's the max we can get for the guy? But if you're trading him for a first-round pick, say, in Kansas City, you're looking at pick 29 to 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So you're basically trading him for an early two is what you're doing. So I wonder how involved the Jets will be in this now with Aaron Rodgers.
That's the team to look at for sure.
You know, I mean, if you want to me, it would make a lot of sense that, you know, the Jets might be the team that might not be, that pick might be a lot better for you in the long run where it is positioned.
Yeah, and the Jets obviously could use some offensive help.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football last night, speaking of offense, it was just amazing to watch the Lions and Seahawks offense. I mean, the design, the execution, and the talent. You know, the talent is a massive difference with both those rosters. It's amazing. The Cowboys beat both of them late last year.
Yeah.
And apparently losing Tyron Smith, Biotish, Tony Pollard maybe, and the retirement of Michael Gallup has set this offense back significantly when it comes to explosive plays. I think the Cowboys are second worst, only better than Chicago in the NFL. But yeah, Detroit wins 42-29. Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Montgomery and Gibbs at running back, and Tim Patrick. That's amazing. That team's built to win.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job. If you remember Detroit, I don't think they really had any toughness. You know, apologies to John Machota, who's probably listening right now, who's a Detroit Lions fan.
I think there's a lot of Lion fans that would disagree with you.
Well, no, toughness back in the day.
Yeah. I don't think there are. I mean, I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
I was watching last night. I'm like,
this is
Lions would fold. Like, they don't perform well.
Yeah. And even early in this head coach's tenure, they lost a lot of close games. And then all of a sudden, they kind of figured out how to win. And they bought in, and I think the game that kind of started this thing all off is they went to a game at the end of the year and played the Packers, and the Packers had everything to play for.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Aaron Rodgers' last game in Green Bay, and it was a regular season game, and Detroit, with nothing to play for, went in there and beat the Packers. And from that point on, it's like they have just developed, you know, Brad Holmes and those guys have just drafted a team that's got a lot of toughness, and it's taken on the personality of their head coach.
Yeah.
That is Aaron Glenn is a tough-minded defensive coordinator. You know, Ben Johnson up and coming with a play caller. Matter of fact, turned down jobs so he could stay, you know, because he's looking for the right situation. But they got a great staff. They got tough players. It's a tough-minded team. Yeah, and there's a reason why they were in the NFC Championship game last year.
I mean, and just big hits, you know, on their defense with Anzalone and Hutchinson. You know, like you got to have these
Branch
draft
is a really
picks.
Good
Brian
player.
Branch has been really good. Yeah, I mean, Terry Arnold had a couple penalties last night, but still played
Kirby
pretty well.
Kirby Joseph's good.
Yeah, Kirby Joseph's a great player.
They've done it. I mean, they've given up. They gave up some plays, but Seattle's got a good team, too.
I mean, their roster is comparable, and they were down some defensive starters, but their roster stacks up amongst the best in the league.
Yeah, and I like this Kenneth Walker, you know, good running back.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Had three Charbonnet. Touchdowns, 12 carries for 80 yards
John
last
Snyder
night.
Will draft him some running backs.
It's a 1-2 punch right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I think looking at that, it's obvious the Cowboys need more speed and playmaking, right? It's like, going into this coming up draft. You can't get out of the first two rounds without a new wide receiver. And
yeah.
I don't think you should get past the third round without adding a running back.
It's funny when you watch the Cowboys play offensively. It's such a struggle for them to get yards.
Yeah.
It's just a struggle. And you watch other teams that have flow to their offense. And it's not just all about creativity and stuff like that, emotions and stuff. But what it's about is taking advantage of the guys that you do have. You know, we've seen OTA practices and mini camp practices and training camp practices where they've used their quickness in practice to try and, you know, oh, that looks pretty cool. That's a nice little creative little wrinkle they have there. And then you don't see it. And it's like a team that's just fighting for just any yard. Everything is so tough where you see others create opportunities for their guys. We saw in the Giants game a little bit, they created an opportunity, you know, for Cooks.
They finally ran one play that maximizes his skill set.
They threw a screen pass in the Ravens game. They threw another, you know, they've thrown stuff to try, but you wonder where is that all the time? You know, if you're limited with some of your talent, find ways to maximize what they can do. And that's where I think that this team lacks.
Mike McCarthy was asked about, you know, the motion, which the Cowboys are dead last or second to dead last, at his presser yesterday. It went viral. The answer is just incredible. It's the biggest bunch of BS. It's becoming hilarious to watch him and the Joneses try to answer very fair general questions about their approach or the specifics of their football team, and they're just doing verbal gymnastics trying to avoid it because they really don't have a good answer, you know. So we'll have Cowboys Twitter coming up at 4. We'll have the C-Note Cowboys News of the Evening coming up at 3:20. Salute to Wyatt Langford. Bang, bang. Became the first rookie to win the AL Player of the Month since 2017. First Ranger to get it since Shinsu Chu in 2015. OPS of 996 for the month, hit 8 bombs. So, yes, he's on track to, you know, be the first or second best Ranger. I think is what we're looking at going into next year. And we're keeping an eye on these baseball games. The Tigers lead the Astros. It's 3-0, bottom of third with one out. Astros got one on. Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here on The Fan. Some NFL power rankings next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, where are the Cowboys in the latest NFL power rankings, and just how far down have they fallen in the NFC? That's next in The Nation.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff Event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's do this. G-Bag Nation, some NFL power rankings here. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully. With some rankings.
Yeah, we got some power rankings. My gosh, I just scrolled through something bizarre. People are doing anything they can to rejuvenate their skin. I guess the latest is salmon sperm. That's the thing Lamar Odom's doing, trying to rejuvenate his skin. TMZ's got a whole story on it. So,
all right.
Well, maybe that's working for you, Lamar. I don't know. Would you rub some of that on you, Brian?
Nah, probably not.
No? Not interested?
Probably not.
Nope. No skin rejuvenation for you?
Nah.
Can I see some test cases, some results?
Yeah, I do some Noxzema. That's kind of what my old school was, Noxzema.
Noxzema. Worked well for you?
Yep, worked well.
It looks smooth. Okay, let's get to the power rankings. This is courtesy of ESPN, the four-letter network.
Hey, you're smart on this Twitter stuff.
Yeah.
People are saying my tweets are coming in bold.
They are bold.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't either. Thank you.
But I don't think it's a bad thing. If anything, it makes you stand out.
No, there's people complaining that it's jarring.
Oh, really?
You're not paying extra for that?
I'm part of the premium package thing because I monetize my tweets.
That could be.
But, oh, yeah.
So maybe it's because I'm a monetized guy.
Making you stand out.
Yeah, making me stand out so you guys can give me some more money.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think you should lean into it, and the people that don't
good.
Tell them to kiss your ass.
Yeah, is it?
That's good.
What does it look like, Dawson? I can't really tell on mine.
You know, just bolder.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like you hit Control-B.
Yeah. I have no control over that. It might be something that Elon Musk and those cats are doing to me.
I like it. I think it looks good.
If there was some way to turn it off, I would, folks, but I can't.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I just respect your freedom of speech, whether it's in bold, italics, underlined. You know, I think Twitter's drawn a firm line in the sand here.
Appreciate it,
whatever
you
want to do is fine.
Man, you're starting off the day well.
That's
yesterday
right.
It was a little rough. You and I went at it a little bit yesterday.
I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Poking tried to exact some revenge late in the show. Felt like it went pretty good.
It did go pretty well. Yeah.
The poaching conversation was good.
Poaching was good.
Was a good one there. Yeah. Cowboys, where do you think they are in the power rankings? They were 16th a week ago.
They're 14th now.
14, moved up two spots.
I'm just guessing.
I think that's a good guess. Gavin?
They should be about 26th, Wolchuk.
I don't, not going to fight you too hard on that one. They moved up one spot. They're at 15. Biggest issue on defense, writes Todd Archer, it is stopping the run. And just because the Giants ran for only 26 yards on 24 carries, doesn't mean the Cowboys' run defense is fixed. Going to take a couple weeks to figure that out. Now they don't have Micah or DeMarcus Lawrence. They've allowed a touchdown every 16 carries, which ranks 29th in the league. That is pretty damn horrible.
Yeah.
Remember when Daboll was like the next big thing?
We lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He was
big. Like Samson.
Yeah, he was big.
Lost his fat, lost his coaching acumen.
He was big and lost all that weight, and now he's not a big thing anymore.
Wow.
His problem is
pathetic. You got to fire him the next day. You come in on a Monday after you run for a season low. Not just your low. All 32 teams haven't done as bad, and you did that against the Cowboys. You're done. We are done here.
Yeah, I was a little surprised the lack of commitment to the running game there.
He had the deep ball available.
He just missed a couple of that.
They could have won that game throwing the deep ball. Yeah.
That's probably his biggest issue.
Well, I mean, those two guys had what? One guy had 12 targets, the other guy had 11.
Yeah, you get right. married to Daniel Jones.
When they gave the ball back to the Giants and, you know, they needed a drive for the touchdown, did you see Dak like yucking it up with his bros on the sideline?
No,
like, there's
worried.
No way.
No.
There's no way this is going to work, even without Tank and Micah.
No, Daniel Jones can't make it happen. But it is crazy. The Cowboys, who last year were the 2 seed going into the playoffs.
Yeah, they were.
Currently the 10th best team, according to these power rankings in the
NFC. Before the win against the Giants, they were 15th, I think. Well, I mean, if you look at the...
Were 16, yeah, they moved up to 15.
In the division? No,
in the conference.
In the conference, like where they were ranked in the conference, they were like the 14th or 15th in the conference.
Are you taking them over any of these NFC teams? And I think the gap is pretty wide. Minnesota is the best NFC team in these power rankings.
Dallas owns Minnesota.
They wouldn't this year.
I don't know that they're beating Minnesota this year.
Dak doesn't lose to Minnesota.
They definitely went in there 2 years ago. Vikings were really good. They beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Would you like run Dalvin Cook at him?
Yeah, probably.
Just for fun, get the revenge game.
Revenge game.
Detroit, we just talked about it. Seems like there's a massive gap. Detroit certainly can line up.
Detroit has an off week this week, by the way, too.
Yeah, they got a bye to set up that game against the Cowboys.
Oh, that ain't going to be good.
They're going to beat the Cowboys by at least 20.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be a survivor pick that week. Maybe we should just all go Lions. I'm going Lions.
I probably already have.
Maybe you have taken
them. And the only game they lost, I probably took.
Bucks are number 5 in the power rankings. NFC team head of the Cowboys. Bucks are looking good.
Fool's gold.
You think so?
Fool's gold.
Oof, I don't know if the Cowboys are beating them. Vita Vea in the middle. I don't think he could really run the football there.
They aren't great, but they're better than the Cowboys.
6 is Seattle. You beat Seattle in a barn burner last year, but man.
There's no way you're beating Seattle.
Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet, that running back duo, not to mention DK, who torched you a year ago.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba. Tyler Lockett.
You're kind of giving me that vibe that we shouldn't be in the playoffs this year.
I'm glad you're picking up where I'm laying down here. Because, I don't think they're a playoff team.
We could use another reference of cash.
San Francisco.
We could use that playoff money.
Washington, Green Bay, Philadelphia, New Orleans. All ahead of your Cowboys. You think they're better than any of those teams? Maybe Philly.
Yeah, they might be better than Philly. Who was the team you said before Philly?
New Orleans.
That was after. Green Bay.
Might be better than Green Bay.
Maybe.
Yeah. They're not quite who they thought they were.
The Commanders, huh?
Yeah.
You're riding that train. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Commanders will smoke you.
How do you think they're going to defend Jaden Daniels and his running ability?
Guy's like throwing the ball 80% of the time. I mean, he's like 80% completion percentage.
But
right
saw what Lamar Jackson did.
You think Dan Quinn doesn't know how to take advantage of this defense, this personnel?
Man.
You think he...
You're on
doesn't know how to slow down the Cowboys offense. It's real easy. Yeah. Just play the pass. Trust me, you will stop the running game.
I mean, it's an issue.
I'm not laughing at you anymore.
The only teams that are ahead of Atlanta, and I don't know, would you take the Cowboys to beat the Falcons today?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
I think they can run the football on you.
You get to play them here coming up.
Yeah.
We've got a noon game. We'll love that.
It's going to be a tough game. I mean, lining up without Tank and Micah, and you got to go up against Bijan.
You're hating this trip to Pittsburgh this week, aren't you?
I'm not happy about it. Not excited. Although, they're not scary offensively. They can't run the football, and their quarterback...
You might pull one this one off.
This might be one of the ones they could pull off.
Yeah, you might pull this one
Steelers offense, not very good. But the rest of this conference, I mean, the Rams, the Cardinals, the Giants, these are the teams you're ahead of.
Too beat up. All those teams are too beat up, especially the Rams.
The Cowboys are pretty damn beat up, Brian.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're a beat up team.
You are. And I don't know that you're much better than anybody in this conference right now. That's the sad thing. You just barely beat the Giants. And that's a game you probably could have lost.
Mm.
They got to do a lot of soul searching right now if they want to have a hope to make the postseason. Right now, this is in the playoff team.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Wow.
NFL power rankings. So I think the text pretty much agrees with you. 903 says, someone get the crust out of Krusty's ears. May need to shave them too for full clarity. Cowboys ain't getting to the playoffs.
I just asked a question. I wasn't implying that I thought they were going to get there.
I felt that you implied it.
Did I?
What do you think? Lay it on the line, Brian. Are they a playoff team?
Oh, I said they were. We as a show, we said they were 9-8 and probably not in.
Yeah.
It was going to be 10 wins. We're going to win this division. That's what we said as a show.
About time you took a stand.
I believe in my teammates.
Flip-flopping over there, Brian.
I am flip-flopping.
Really riding the fence.
Hey, let Lucius get to his program there.
Time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
For his program there. feel like I should have started with some Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
For my program here, ladies and gentlemen. Take my shoes off.
Yeah.
New sounder.
Take my sweater off and hat all day. I'm sure it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Before I play with my train set and talk to the kids, I got to take my shoes off. All right, let's see here.
My man.
Our winner day two for G-Bag of the Day. The NFL crew on Fox, they pranked Gronk. They created a fake tight end. Now, every time we play this, the Tolls want to let us know that they use the name of a wrestling promoter.
Okay.
Okay, so let's please acknowledge it. Jeez.
Thank you.
Please acknowledge it. Because that matters.
Matters.
Anyway, they pranked Gronk. But Gronk was standing on his business, though.
So they were talking about Tony Gonzalez. They're talking about Gronk. I don't think he's Gronk.
Gronk, where do you list Russo as, like, among the tight ends playing today, at least?
You know, he's been out for a little bit, so he might be a little rusty coming back. But I think they're going to give him the opportunities, that's for sure. But also, they got Ferguson as well. They're going to be a 1-2 combo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Ferguson has been the guy because Russo's been hurt. You got to admit, with Russo coming back, it just changes their offense.
Yeah, but Ferguson has been showing that he's the guy right now. They're going to still feed Ferguson.
He's the only guy in the league that has two fingers missing on his right hand. That's why he's been out, and he's back now.
So is that going to affect him when he's catching a pass?
I don't know. You tell us.
I
don't
know. I still have all five of my fingers.
But you know what?
No, you're the tight end.
All
10 of my fingers. All five on each hand,
okay? All right, this is a joke. Rich Russo does not play for the Dallas Cowboys.
I was wondering.
That up for you.
Is that live? I was wondering, like, in my mind, like, I was going to say, right when it was done, I was going to say, guys, I never heard of Rich Russo.
Why didn't you?
His face.
Why
he looked
you?
Like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, he did look like that.
Real quick, if I could, Fran Fraschilla was the international basketball scout during the draft. And one time the Lakers drafted a guy, and Fran Fraschilla on TV went, "I've never heard of this guy." Instead of making up a scouting report, he just says, "Guys, I've never heard of this guy.
Who the hell that is?"
And they went back to you at the
table. Okay, I don't know who that is. Yeah. No disrespect to this man, but I've never seen this man before in my life.
You know, there you go.
Was it when the Mavs drafted Satnam Singh?
No, I don't know when it was, but it was like I was watching it, and the Lakers took a guy, and Fran Fraschilla, they went to him, "Fran, tell us about the guy." And he goes, "I have never heard of this guy. I have no idea who this player is." And I'm like, "All right, Fran, I feel you, man, because I've been there."
Yeah, it'll happen.
It'll happen to you. Yeah.
I mean, it happened to the Rangers a couple of years ago when they took Evan Carter. Nobody on the MLB network said it heard of him.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw killed that bit,
by
the way.
He did kill the bit.
Adding all the one hand in there. Yeah, come on, man. Stop.
Do you think that could affect him catching passes?
Yeah, you killed a bit, bro.
Jake Glazer did a great job.
You're saying the bit could have been extended if Terry doesn't speak up, right?
Man, it would have been fire, man. Yeah, it would have kept going. Let's see how long Gronk can BS, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Wooly sent me this one yesterday. I didn't get around to playing it, but Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, 63-yard touchdown.
It was an awesome play.
He was slippery.
He was.
And he said this before a long time ago that he uses baby oil out there so they can't grab him. That's like a secret weapon. Mm-hmm. But baby oil is hot out in these streets because of Puff Daddy.
Puff.
Yeah.
It's buying it in bulk, apparently.
Hard to source it these days.
Yeah.
So, get it at Costco.
So those darn reporters, you know, doing what they need to do.
Mark, did you have baby oil on today?
No. We got to keep that for somebody else, bro. Yeah, that's not my question right there. I did do it as a kid, though. We can't even ask that no more, bro. It's too much going on in life right now with this, with that, man. We can't do that.
No, didn't he?
Oh,
Mars having fun.
That sucks, man.
It does.
You could have got a endorsement with baby oil, but now Puffy done ruined the brand a little bit. You just can't be out here like, "I got baby oil. I'm the baby oil guy." You can't do that no more.
Associate me with that.
Yeah.
Every wide receiver in the league is going to take a baby oil bath, though. What did I say? Baby oil bath? Yeah. I would, you know. Works for Ja'Marr Chase.
Slippery.
KMC Masterpiece. They do Masterpiece of the Week on Fridays. And I was listening last Friday, and I was like, what the hell is going on this during the segment?
Well, Sean Sharif said this during Crosstalk yesterday.
Him, Peyton, and Alec.
Yeah. Alec wins.
Three-way.
or Jeep?
No.
What?
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 That, remember, it was during crosstalk. He was trying to get a producer off.
Wow.
Huh?
That came off.
Jeez.
This whole, that whole thing was cringe.
When shock jocking goes wrong.
What? What? They want to put anyway.
That was confusing.
That was wild.
Was that a Friday show?
Yeah, that was definitely a Friday.
It's loose energy.
Friday, Friday. We're at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
Hey.
We have a bag of edibles.
Bag of edibles. Whew. Shout out to the fair.
Fair.
I'm telling you.
You're still eating? Yeah, man. I'm still hungry.
Delicious.
Hey, I learned something about Lucius downstairs on the fifth floor. Those guys are broadcasting from the fair every day that it's open.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that when I worked at K104 out there in the sun, right by that stage. You know where the stage is by the Chevy situation?
They're by the funnel cake place.
Yeah, we used to be over there just broadcasting, bro. It was beautiful, other than the sun.
Every day they're broadcasting at the fair.
It would be fun to do a broadcast from the fair.
Yeah, it was fun,
put on about 40 pounds working out there.
So much content. Yeah. Our thing was at the time. Sausage on a stick.
Yeah.
We'll make fun of you if you was eating sausage.
Oh, there's one.
So we'll try to buy somebody a sausage. You want sausage on a stick? Someone will be like, yeah. And then we'll make fun of them. It's weird. Killing time on the radio. Let's go to Mets color analyst Keith Hernandez.
Uh-oh.
He has coined a new phrase for the corner bunt. Now, I've never heard of a corner bunt.
What is
just push
bunt?
It. Push it to third?
Is that what that is?
Push the third or first?
I don't know, man.
Push, yeah.
I don't know. They just told me to get out there and run the bases.
Yeah.
Get out there on second. Get to third. All right, here we go.
This is going to get a lot of left-hand hitters.
Frelick bunted himself into a corner.
Oh.
That's what he did.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Like, so now one out.
I'm going to play it for you again. Uh-oh. He bunted himself into a corner. Aaron Hernandez has coined a new phrase for the corner bunt.
This is going to get a lot of left-hand hitters.
Frelick bunted himself into a corner.
That's what he did.
Yeah, it is. Like, wow. So now one out.
Holy cow. See you next Tuesday right there is what he called it. Right there on the broadcast.
Wow, Keith Hernandez.
Right there on the broadcast.
When shock jocking goes wrong. Part two. Is it the NFL crew on Fox pranking Gronk about Rich Russo, the WWE promoter, turned tight end? That's what they wanted me to say, right?
Yeah, man. They just guys.
You're missing the story here.
Guys.
Come on.
See, it's crossover from wrestling to the real sports world. Is it wide receiver Jamar Chase was not using baby oil, but still had a 63-yard touchdown? KMC masterpiece there. Sean Sharif stepped in it. Keith Hernandez. Wow, that's an FCC violation if I've ever heard
100%.
Dude.
That might be the granddaddy of them all. I'm going to vote for Keith. Lucius, how about you?
It might be the worst I've ever heard on the radio. I'm going to vote for it. I'm going to ride with the NFL on Fox crew, pranking Gronk.
Ooh. Bully? Whatever the heck we heard during crosstalk with the morning show in KMC.
Brian.
KMC, yeah.
By a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the KMC RJ Choppy crosstalk there. Happens every morning at about 9:45 right here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Yeah, okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up in about an hour. Little rim session next, we'll check.
Let's do it. We got media days, Mav storylines to watch as training camp opens in Vegas. That's next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. The NBA season fast approaching. Very exciting here to be on the radio talking about these Dallas Mavericks. Here's Woolchuck.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out, put the kids to bed, and let's go all the way around the rim. Gosh, it's been too long. As your Western Conference champion Dallas Mavericks get ready to go ahead and win Larry O'Brien's trophy this year, and that is the theme, championship, said Luka Doncic. That's the goal. That's the expectation. Kyrie Irving saying, like, I feel like our dreams can be possible because he's here now. Who's the he? That'd be Klay Thompson. He's added a great value to our championship aspirations. And Mike Curtis of the Morning News does a great job covering the Mavs. And, well, one of his big five things to look at here as training camp gets going in Las Vegas, it is the fit of Klay Thompson. Now, Klay is expected to start. But listening to Kyrie and listening to Luka talk about the addition of Klay, it is exciting. I mean, Luke is saying, when me and Kai, when we have the ball, you basically can't help off of Clay. Because if you leave him wide open, he's going to make it. So I think the spacing is going to be crucial for us, but more of that I will tell you after a couple games. I think the question is defensively, how much does Klay Thompson have left? Does he end up being a liability to where then maybe they are forced to play more of Quentin Grimes and Najee Marshall? But the depth of this team is the best it's been probably since they won the championship in 2011 with the addition of Spencer Dinwiddie, who we'll get to a moment. But to me, I mean, I'm less of critiquing what Klay Thompson does in the regular season unless it just looks god-awful. To me, this is all about how does Klay look in the playoffs? Does he then give you what you lacked against Boston, which is somebody that can shoot from a high rate on the perimeter and that championship grit and toughness that this team clearly, hey, they made it through the West, but you saw they were lacking against the Celtics.
Yeah, you know, I feel like though they're talking about Klay Thompson like he was the pre-injury version of himself from like 5 years ago. You know, I think that's fair. Like, we don't have to dwell on what Klay Thompson isn't. We can appreciate what he is. But at the same time, guys, you know, this isn't a guy that's going to fix everything, and it brings up a lot of very interesting questions about what is the optimal, not only starting five, finishing five, but what's your 8 or 9-man rotation looking like? How much can you have Klay in the game with Kyrie and Luka? I'm glad they have a quality coaching staff like they do to figure this out. I'm glad they have Klay Thompson instead of what they had last year. I think this is a step in the right direction, but to me, Wolchuk, they have not built a better team than Boston yet. I don't think Klay Thompson is going to reverse what we saw in the finals, which was a very impressive Celtics domination.
Yeah, it's hard to say that they've built a team better than Boston. I would agree with you. I mean, the Celtics just looked like an absolute juggernaut. But my hope is, if indeed that ended up being a rematch, you will have Derek Lively, who I think is going to be a big jump this year from where he was a year ago. And I'm the most excited about Lively over anything else that this team is bringing back. And then, you know, now you've got Luka, who hopefully grew and learned throughout that entire postseason run. You add in a Klay Thompson. You already had Kyrie, who was really the only one with any experience, some depth like a Dinwiddie who can step up, maybe get you 20 randomly. I mean, you just had a lack of offensive help around Luka. I think they did a better job of that. So I'm with you. I'd still go Celtics 1, but I think the Mavericks did a good job of trying to close the gap. And I guess the hope is when you have a player the caliber of Luka, maybe that could be enough and he can just take over a series for you.
You made yourself better, there's no doubt, with the addition of Grimes, Marshall, and Thompson compared to what you had last year. They're better. I'm picking them to win the West again.
Yeah, I think they are the best team in the West. And again, that's going to be difficult. I mean, we'll see the new additions that Minnesota's made. With that trade now with Karl Anthony Towns, how does Julius Randle fit in if he can stay healthy? If he can stay healthy, maybe Julius Randle is a good fit with Anthony Edwards. I don't know, but I mean, they were able to knock off Denver. I thought the point you made yesterday, you just beat the Nuggets. I mean, the Nuggets are still the team. We haven't seen the Mavericks play in a 7-game series. That would be an interesting matchup if indeed that were to happen. I think Denver's still the team with Jokic that you fear a little bit. But Dinwiddie is back in the fold, and last year he made headlines after he got bought out. The decision to go sign with the Lakers. He said, let's say you're a kid and you get your ass whooped by the bully. Dallas would have been like your mama, like, it's okay, baby. Lakers are like your dad. Nah, you better go out there and fight till you win. Well, Dinwiddie got ahead of it at media days yesterday on re-signing with the Dallas Mavericks.
Anytime, you know, I've kind of been knocked down, I try to take, you know, the harder path and not necessarily make it hard on myself, but just in terms of like that growth, right? And you know, so when I made, obviously, which everybody's gonna ask about the comments, it was all about comfort zones. It was funny because both LA and Dallas fan bases kind of thought it was like about them, but it really wasn't. It was like man versus bully, you know what I'm saying? So given what happened with Brooklyn and being top five in multiple categories, you know, points and threes and assists, and to kind of have that exit play out like that, obviously, you know, sucked, hurt, you know, all those other things. The perspective was man versus bully. It really had nothing to do with either fan base, to be honest. So that was it. I was facing some adversity and tried to take a harder path in terms of just growth. And so far in my life, that's pretty much served me well.
You know, I like Spencer Dinwiddie's wisdom, his approach, his maturity, professionalism. It's all 10 out of 10. That was a reach. He's in a tough spot. He's had all summer to think of a good answer.
Yeah.
And that wasn't it.
It's a bad answer. I mean, both fan bases thought it was about themselves. Well, it I mean, the question was the right. Why'd you decide the Lakers over the Mavs? So it was.
All good, man. Just shoot that three ball 38%, and yeah, we'll be cheering for you.
I'm happy to have him back. I mean, I think he's also probably an underrated defender. I mean, yeah, the 858 does not think that the Mavericks are deeper. I don't know how you can look at this roster, even if you don't think Clay's any good, and not say the Mavericks are a deeper team.
Yeah, they just don't know Grimes and Marshall. That's right. Fine. You know, they're random role players on non-playoff teams, but they are elite defenders that yes, can space the floor well enough. And Clay's better than Tim Hardaway Jr. by far.
100%, right. Yeah. THJ could not get on the floor. You added three players that will be part of your postseason rotation. Yeah. So I think they if you don't think that they closed the gap to Boston, that's fair. But they 100% got better. I think you're just hating on the Mavs, and that's all right. It is also Luka's seventh year. Is it lucky number seven for number 77?
7 years already, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Is this the lucky number seven? Could be. I like that tie-in. Lucky number seven for 77, and then Kyrie's broken hand. That's not something we really have talked. We kind of forgot about that, but Kyrie, he did undergo surgery, repaired a broken hand. Does that have any impact on the start of the season? I think the Mavs' first preseason game will be on Monday at home against Memphis.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much he's going to be participating in preseason, but hopefully that's something that's interesting. And then, you know,
it has an impact.
Okay.
I mean, it just reminds you how fragile Kyrie has been throughout his career. He's been fairly healthy with the Mavs. He's going to be 33 next spring. So for me, it just puts more of an added emphasis on take advantage of this group that you have right now and get the job done. I'm very aggressive at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Well, and last year, I mean, the additions of Washington and Gafford, you've got to trust that Nico will try and fill in any gaps on this roster. The bigs, I think, of course, I mentioned Lively. What is he able to do in year two? Gafford now a full offseason with the team, full season with the team. Who emerges as your defensive anchor? I think that's going to be indeed Derek Lively, but I think Najee Marshall, you lost Derek Jones Jr., that is going to be huge. Who's the guy that can step up and really guard some of those elite guards, you know, and wings? And that was something Derek Jones Jr. did better than most players in the NBA. Najee Marshall, hopefully on paper, is that guy that can fill that role for you and certainly be a pest. I will say, as we conclude the rim session, the big disappointment was Jimmy Butler not continuing his tradition.
Oh, he didn't
do anything this year. Like last year we had Eric do the bet payoff.
You think the league asked him not to do something?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think he just, you know, maybe the bit had played out. He wanted to keep his guessing and he was unpredictable.
Said no shenanigans. Didn't do anything this year. 2022, 2023, did the Braves the braids 2 years ago. Last year he did kind of the emo look.
Yeah, it was great.
But nothing this year, which was kind of sad. There's your rim sesh.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Okay, we got some Stars content on the way for you as well a little bit later on in the show. Krusty's Corner is coming up in 45 minutes. Brian's going to, you know, give you his segment every day at 3:40 most days, unless Wolchuk books a guest in the middle of it, which we always appreciate, though. But NFL News of the Day coming up next. Zachary, what you got?
The perfect game, sticking with their starters in trouble in South Beach. That's next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.